Well, if you're facing a difficult or confusing task, it turns out you don't need to be a genius to have a eureka moment. You may just need to be in bed or outside. These are the findings from the month-long nationwide experiment called the AHA Challenge. The experiment tasked 15,000 individuals with solving brain teasers and asked them to note where they had their AHA moment. Samantha Smith spoke with one of the experiment's architects, Dr. Margaret Webb, and asked how they conducted the study.
We were using an online survey software, so it was an online set of creative problem-solving tasks that are commonly used in the insight literature, and you could just log on to the ahachallenge.net.au and complete these tasks, and we would ask you also some questions about where you have aha moments in your daily life and what locations that you're likely to have them in.
And part of the challenge was that they had to complete brain teasers. Can you give me an example of a tricky brain teaser that they had to complete?
So here is one. Johnny's mother had three children. The first child was named April. The second child was named May. Who was the third child?
Well, automatically I want to say June, right?
Absolutely. But then you would forget about poor Johnny.
So when people were completing these tasks, I believe that their aha moments came from being outside and lying in bed?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, being outside, in nature, under the sky, or being close to bed. So when you're waking up or when you're going to sleep, that kind of quiet time that you give yourself that you don't often give yourself, to be honest.
Why is it that people were able to have those aha moments in those locations?
We really think it has to do with that time, as I was saying before, that you're kind of giving yourself. So rather than kind of focusing on something, so even when you're on public transport, I think a lot of the time we're looking at phones, we're looking at computers, we're keeping our brains busy, like every time, everywhere. But in those times, when you're walking around in nature, when you're standing in the shower, when you're close to bed and you're kind of sleeping and just your brain's allowed to kind of tick around by itself, these are the times that we get aha moments because we're making these really distant associations and just problem solving without awareness.
And you found this information on pretty early on, is that right?
The patterns of the data have kind of stabilized. But yeah, within the first 1,000 participants, we found that bit of information.
And I'm curious, what do aha moments look like on a brain scan?
Well, there are particular areas of your brain that do get activated in an aha moment. And interestingly, some of these areas of your brain have to do with vision. And so it's really interesting that you have this kind of insight. It's kind of in the sight area of your brain. But it's usually when the vision areas of your brain have kind of closed down a little bit. So it's kind of like you are looking inwards rather than looking outwards, which is why some experimenters like John Cuneo says to like close your eyes or to look somewhere else if you're trying to solve a problem.
What else did you find throughout the month?
So because of something called open science, we've tried not to analyze the data too much before we've got it all in, so until we've closed the survey. But I mean, I can give you some preliminary results. So in terms of a creativity task, so the sort of creativity task that we tested was something like I would ask you to think of an imaginative use for a brick and then you would come up with something. This is a creativity task that we used. And we found that when solving that, children have more aha experiences than adults.
Is that because children are more inherently imaginative?
See, that's a really interesting question. We haven't looked at that element of the data yet. So this, because it's such a large sample, it will take us some time to kind of decode everything in order to score whether they are more imaginative and more creative. There are ways in the literature that you do use to score these things. They just take a bit of time.
Margaret, I'm curious, will there be future research into aha moments?
Absolutely, yes. We are really just scraping the surface with this. We have now some tasks that will enable us to ask different sorts of questions, which is great. And we're really interested in applying this in the classroom and applying this to see what sort of changes in your brain chemistry might be happening.
psychology researcher at the University of Melbourne and the AHA Challenge architect, Dr. Margaret Rebb, ending that report by Samantha Smith.